everyone, welcome to a brand new episode of Erin's Expeditions, where we talk everything Christ and entertainment. So today, I'm here with a music man who has a lot of talents up his sleeve, I believe, which I haven't found out yet. But we're going to get to that point. And also someone that I found to have a lot of wisdom when he speaks. So yeah, here we have
Colin Orenser.
Yay!
Lovely to be here. yeah, happy to be here.
So Colin, please tell us more about yourself.
I'm a music man, as you mentioned. Grew up with music, in a musical household. My siblings all play an instrument of some sort. I'm a sportsman as well, soccer player specifically.
There we go.
I love doing that more than the music, to be honest. I'm studying right now.
What do you study?
Psychology.
Whoa.
It's going great. I'm studying psychology. I'm involved in the church. I just try to offer my time where I can while I have it, because I know I'm not always going to have the time to do that.
I was about to be like, where are you going?
Yeah, sorry. I'm involved in a few bands. Soul Salad with my friend Daniel Duplessis. Check him out on social media.
Yeah.
Daniel John Music.
Where do you guys perform?
Me and Daniel, it's kind of like a new thing that we recently started. So for right now, we just perform at like open mics, wherever we can, just to like get the exposure and the experience that
where
we need.
Where can we find you guys like performing?
We usually perform at Tuavar Bar.
Okay.
That's in Atterbury.
Yeah.
Every Monday night from about 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm.
And then the other band you're in?
Other band, it's a band that I have with my siblings. My brother plays the bass guitar and guitar. I also switch between the bass guitar and the guitar. My sister sings and plays piano, and my younger brother plays the drums. And we're in a band called Fremontier.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so we
I'll
also
put
just
on screen so they can be like,
okay, cool.
You gotta go follow this man. Yeah, follow this
now
man.
Go check us out. Not very active on the socials, but like, hey, we appreciate it if you check us out anyways.
Oh yeah, let's go. Okay, so for this episode, I was like, hey, Colin, let's talk about imposter syndrome. So when I first asked you, I think it was like out of the blue.
Yeah. You're like, hey, can I ask you a question? I was like, yeah.
I'm like, hey, Colin. Yeah. So what do you think about imposter syndrome? In fact, what do you think about it in every sphere of your life? In fact, let's just have you on the podcast. That's cool. And you're like, I mean, yeah, cool. And I'm like, let's go. Let's go. So imposter syndrome,
yes.
What do you think it is before like I read like the definition of sorts?
Okay, I think imposter syndrome is like when you get feelings of anxiety or like self-doubt or like feelings of not belonging, based on the fact that you struggle to value what you do or find like, just like... You struggle to come to terms with your own success, basically, and you feel like you're like a fraud, or like is what I'm doing actually, does it have any value, you know? So I think for me that's what it is.
Cool. So I did some Googling, you know, and I came to this definition that I actually like really resonate with. So it says, experiencing repeated feelings or thoughts that you are incompetent or not good enough, despite the evidence to the contrary. So I think a lot of times, you know, we experience this in like our day-to-day life when you're in a certain situation, and you're like, am I really supposed to be here? Do I have the skills to do this? And sometimes, you know, that really just affects the way you view yourself. And I think ultimately, like, the way you view your calling and like where God is like placing you and setting you in motion wherever in life. But you're like I thought about Moses, and when God is like, yo bro, so yeah, you're gonna be the one to tell Pharaoh, set my people free. And he's like, yo, but like I can't. Like I can't even speak. Like, bro, hear me out, I can't do it. And then just God being like, okay, cool, it's not about your doing, it's about me doing it through you.
Yeah.
So yeah, in terms of that, how have you experienced, I think, like, if you could, like, highlight a moment where you really have experienced God working through you in despite your imposter syndrome. Imposter. Yes. Okay.
Okay, I can take it back to, like, an example with music.
Yeah.
Like, growing up, we would play, me and my siblings.
Yeah.
We would play different concerts, different venues, different places.
Mm.
And in my space, the musical space that I grew up in, there were a lot of people that were more competent than I was, you know, or more experienced, or like they're older than me. They've been doing this for a long time, obviously, you know, they've developed their craft and stuff like that. And I always look at these people and I'm like, wow, these people are so amazing at what they do. And like, yeah, I am just like trying to learn and stuff like that. And I was like, usually I would find myself being discouraged in that sense. And like, it's the comparison thing, really. Like, wow, these guys are so good. I'm not like that.
Yeah.
Therefore, I'm not good at what I do,
You
know?
You shouldn't be in this
space. Yeah, like, ooh, like, why don't they just do this? Like, why am I here? Like, what's the point of that? And then, and we would play at these certain like events and shows and stuff like that. And the response that we would get from people afterwards, like, wow, I loved listening to your music.
That's
like,
so nice.
You guys are really talented or gifted at what you do and stuff like that. And then it's like, okay, I see this. And it's like, maybe it was just God's place for me to be and God's thing for me to do, because like, he's the one who calls us to do these things, and he knows the reasons. And here we are struggling with all the thoughts and fears, like the anxieties and the fears of what people think about us and stuff like that. And then it's like, you know what? Let me just do what God has gifted me to do, and people will respond to that, you know.
Yeah.
Because he's the one who's working in the background behind the scenes, and we are just like vessels to.
Yeah.
Put forth his
I think
his
like
work.
Like in the first episode, the one that I did with V, what came to mind was like Christian creatives, like we are like merely stewards of his creativity.
Yeah.
And I think in that same way, like as you say, like we are just here to steward what he has given us, you know. If you are in whichever space you find yourself, what can you do in that moment to be like, hey guys, I'm actually here with a reason. Like, I know I might not look like much.
Mm.
I might look like the rat from Ratatouille, but y'all actually cook.
You can cook.
Well, like, I can cook. I might look like a rat, but hear me out, y'all.
Even if it's under the...
Even if it's under the hat, y'all, you can still cook. So, and also, like, what came to mind was, like, what are your thoughts in terms of how this influences our generation? You know, because, you know, we have this... need for instant gratification. If you're not showing what's happening in the bag, do you have a bag? If you are, I don't know, everything the cool kids say. I don't know what you young people say these days. What do the young people say these days, Colin?
Hey, I feel like I'm old. I feel like I'm old. I don't know. I don't know what they say. I'm out of the loop. But I get your question. I think like there is a lot of pressure these days on like performance and like achievement and like kind of like you are what you do. Like your identity is just based on what you do, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like because of that, it becomes like an idol of like your identity is just based off of who you are and what you can do.
Yeah.
Like, what can you bring to the table? If you can't bring anything to the table, then you are worthless.
Even,
like,
even bring a table.
Hey, that's deep. some of us don't have tables. And that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
But
you
like...
just rock up with like your tiny polystyrene bucket.
That,
you're like, hello.
Exactly. And like, in some people's eyes, that's like, okay, what are you doing here? That doesn't belong here. Like, we don't need that. We need something better or something different.
Yeah.
But then again, taking it back to like God and how he created us and the identity that we have in him, it's like you are valid. You bring what you bring because that's what God has called you to bring, or that's how he has made you to bring what you can bring, you know? So it's like, in that sense, I think we do focus a lot on like, what can we give?
Yeah.
What can we bring to the table? What is it at the same level as what everyone else is
Yeah.
bringing? Is it like, so like the comparison thing comes
Yeah.
in, and like you kind of do something to please other people.
Yeah.
And I feel like when you do that, your attention is on what other people do. It just takes the attention and focus off who you are, because then you kind of just become who everyone wants
Yeah.
you to be, instead of being grounded in the identity that God has
Yeah.
for you. And then it's like, if you move from that space and understanding your identity and what God wants from you, any of these other things can come, and you'll be able to stand your ground in the space that you are in. And
Yeah.
in that sense, like focusing your attention onto God and what He's called you to do and who He says you are, instead of what everyone else wants you
Yeah.
to bring and what everyone else, you know,
Yeah. I
suggests and
think
stuff like that.
it's like a beautiful thing about like what I've experienced myself from, you know, feeling like a fraud, a fraudulent, a little delinquent, a little juvenile in my situations. I can go on and on and on.
Yeah.
Is like you, like, wow, what I used to feel is like, genuinely, I would look at the things around me and I would like naturally start to, as I say, like compare. But with a comparison, like you will start to like compete and overcompensate. Like if you're not overcompensating, I kind of want to say like you undercompensate, you know, where you're kind of like, okay, I'm just like scrapping like the barrel and that's enough.
Yeah.
When you know, bro, like I can be top of the chain, with all due respect, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now it's this thing about either your insecurity is reigning, or like what I found, like my pride would be reigning. And I was like, but Lord, I don't know whether I can do it. I'm just a girl. And it's like, no, Erin, like you are my daughter.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. Slay. So yeah, do you think like what would you say is like a main cause in terms of why we allow imposter syndrome to like keep us this captive?
I think for me, like, I've thought about this, and it links straight back to identity for me. Like, you need to have an understanding of who I am in Christ, what God has said about me, how He has created me. So here we are, and we are like, we have this kind of calling, or what God says about us on the one hand, and then we are kind of like at the bottom, and we are like, if this is what you say about me, but I don't feel that way, or like other people don't say that about me, or I don't get that feeling from other people, then it's like, why do we focus on more about what other people are saying about us and not about what our Creator is saying about us, you know? And then
I think also like what do you say about yourself?
For myself, it's been the same thing, like it's the identity thing. And I think, because for me, I've gone through times where it's like, okay, I realize that I'm seeking the approval of other people. I'm constantly comparing myself to other people. And in that sense, it's like I said, when we focus on what other people want from us, we kind of miss what God is saying about us, you know? And God is the one who validates us in what we do, not like other people. Because like you say, we're in a world where it's like, what can you bring to the table? Like, what are you good at? Why are you good at it? How can you serve us, you know? But when we think about it from God's perspective, or me at least, I was like, I'm constantly trying to seek other people's approval, but like, it's at the expense of myself. Like, and I know we are called to serve, to think of others above ourselves, but there's a distinction there. People pleasing is a thing. It's a big thing. And I mean, I understand why people struggle with it. I struggled with it. But it's
can't
like,
relate.
Hey, and there's other things.
Respect,
people don't talk about it either, you know? And I think it's for us to say that we need to have these discussions. And it's a real thing. People, we've all been there.
Actually,
and we all need like support, and we can rally together, especially as Christians, as believers, to spur each other on and to just support each other in the best way that we can, you know, help us redirect our attention back onto what God is saying about you.